Every parent wants to do all they can for the benefit of their children. The unfortunate truth is that, well, sometimes that's prevented due to personal economical matters. The sadness that situation creates is even magnified this time of year, as, of course, Christmas approaches, and the fear is that there will be no toys under the tree. My next guest is here with an update about an annual program which makes sure that the children of the Sussex County families facing financial challenges will still have a very Merry Christmas. Here with the latest about Project Self-Sufficiency Season of Hope Toy Drive is Lisa Packnose. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
And you can learn more about the Season of Hope Toy Drive over at the website projectselfsufficiency.org. And, you know, like it or not, Lisa, people wait for the last minute before they take an action that they know they should be doing anyway. Because, you know, we've been talking about the toy drive here over the last month or so. So yes. When's the final day that toy donations can be made?
We will accept donations of toys through Christmas, because anything that is donated to us after our toy shop allows participants to receive their toys, we will just save until next year. However, we would appreciate if they could be donated by December 16th. And people who want to donate should, if possible, come to our campus, which is located at 127 Mill Street in Newton. If that is not convenient for them, they can go onto our website, projectselfsufficiency.org, and we have a list of quite a few drop-off sites throughout the county that might be closer to where they live or work.
And as far as the toys that are needed, and a lot of people think that, oh, they always think Christmas for the younger kids, but there are teens that come under the benefit of the Season of Hope Toy Drive, and a lot of times it, from talks I've had with Deborah Barry Toon, those are the toys that sometimes you just don't have enough of.
We almost never have enough toys, or some of them aren't even toys, for teens and preteens. That population often can enjoy things like hooded sweatshirts, sports equipment, or personal care items like body lotions or sprays, shaving kits for the boys, or jewelry. Obviously, things that are more expensive come under the umbrella of electronics, but even those don't have to be necessarily something that would break your wallet. Alarm clocks, cameras, DVDs, watches, believe it or not, are making a comeback amongst that age group. All those things would be very graciously received if they are donated to the Season of Hope Toy Drive, which, by the way, also serves families in northern Warren County as well as Sussex County.
And if you're maybe not the best of gift shopping, maybe it's been a while and maybe you've never shopped for toys for kids, there's always gift cards that you can donate.
Gift cards are wonderful, and we would love to have them from stores like Walmart or Target or Toys R Us, for the mall, or any of the local retailers here in Sussex and northern Warren County.
So Lisa Packnose from Project Self-Sufficiency about the 2014 Season of Hope Toy Drive in the home stretch, but not too late for you to be a part of it. ProjectSelfSufficiency.org. Learn more about that and the drop-off locations, including their campus just across the street from the Sussex County Community College. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. When you look at the pile of toys so far this year, Lisa, how is the toy shop going to be stocked this year? How well is it going to be full?
The toy collection for this year is looking good, thanks to a recent gift from Toys for Tots. However, we always are in need of more. Families' needs increase at this time of year, and we get calls every day from families that are looking for things for their children. So we would definitely appreciate the donations up through December 16th.
Should mention, too, that, and we're going to get into this in just a moment here, too, that gift wrap, ribbons, gift cards, all that stuff is needed as well. Not to the degree that toys should be first and foremost, but if you're checking out and see a package of gift wrap for, what's a roll? I think you can get a roll as cheap as 97 cents in some cases. To include that with your toy donation, that's not a bad thing either, Lisa.
That's wonderful, as well as little stocking stuffers, things like crayons or pencils or yo-yos, things like that that are often next to the register at stores that you shop at. Those are wonderful as well. And yes, gift wrap, tape, things like tape, gift bags, ribbons, little things like that are so appreciated at this time of year.
So once all the toys are collected and wrapped and put on display, talk about how the toy shop works.
Well, our toys are not wrapped. We have them set up for patrons according to age and gender. We have a special teen room. Parents who are income eligible and have pre-registered are invited to shop, say volunteer. They go around to the different sites within our large room, and they're able to select toys that are specifically tailored to the needs of their own children, which is a wonderful opportunity. They aren't just handed a bag of things that we think their kids would like. They get to choose things that they know their kids would like. So that's why a variety is so important. The patron then gets to check out the variety that we have. They're able to select a certain number of toys for each child, depending on the number of donations that we receive. So that's wonderful, too. The more toys that we receive, the more toys that we can give. Then once they have fulfilled the needs of their kids, they're in a bag of handmade or cookies and checked out and sent on their way.
It's as easy as that. No, that's a great idea, too. If your kids have grown up and you don't have the grandkids yet, it might have been a while since you've gone out shopping for toys this time of year. And as a parent, you probably missed that little part of life. So here's a little trip back that you can do some toy shopping and do some good stuff for families in Sussex County as well as Northern Warren County. And, you know, when you think over the years, Lisa, about the difference that this has made so many, on a typical year, how many families participate in receiving toys from the Season of Hope Toy Drive?
We estimate that this year there will be close to 1,000 families who will take advantage of the Season of Hope Toy Drive, and that translates to about 1,500 children in Sussex and Northern Warren counties.
So for a simple donation, multiple locations you can bring that donation to, either the Project Self-Sufficiency Campus, across the street from SCCC in Newton, or you can go over to projectselfsufficiency.org, find a list of drop-off points around the area. For this year's Season of Hope Toy Drive, please get your donations in by the 16th, but toy donations will be accepted all through Christmas because this is a program that is an annual program, and to get a head start on next year, that is not a bad thing either. So toys for teens, really from tots to teens, as well as gift cards, gift wrap, boxes, materials like that, and tape. It's all needed, and it's all crucial to make sure that this year's Season of Hope Toy Drive will help as many children of families with economical challenges in Sussex and Northern Warren County have a Merry Christmas in spite of everything, all the painful realities that they have to face. Learn more, get involved. All starts at projectselfsufficiency.org. And from Project Self Sufficiency with us this morning, talk about the 2014 Season of Hope Toy Drive. We've been joined by Lisa Packnos. Lisa, thanks so much as always for how you help families have a Merry Christmas in spite of everything that they have to deal with. And thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks so much. We really appreciate it. And have yourself a Merry Christmas.